Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're talking about an upgrade on Tesla stock from Canaccord Genuity. We have new tweets from Elon over the weekend, a tokenization of Tesla stock, some news on Tesla Energy, and a couple other stories as well. Tesla stock on the day today finishing up 3.69% to $701.98. That compared to the Nasdaq slightly down on the day, down 0.4%. Possible tailwind on the stock today from an upgrade from Jed Dorsheimer of Canaccord Genuity on Tesla stock, now rating the stock as a buy, up from hold, and increasing his price target by more than 150% from $419 per share all the way up to $1,071. Dorsheimer was on CNBC today to discuss the note, said it boiled down to three things. Number one, the beat and delivery numbers, thinks that'll lead to greater profitability. Second, they're bullish on 4680 battery production, opening up supply for Tesla to continue to expand their business, both in automotive, but particularly in energy storage. Third was Tesla's brand, Dorsheimer saying, quote, "We can only compare to Apple in terms of the brand value that Tesla's driving in the energy market," end quote. In the actual note, Canaccord Genuity says they see Tesla becoming the brand in energy storage and creating an Apple-like ecosystem with their multiple product offerings. So they do actually have Tesla Energy in their model. They have it growing to what they say conservatively would be $8 billion per year in 2025 at a 25% gross margin. That would compare to 2020 levels of $2 billion in revenue at about a 1% gross margin, but gross margin was suppressed from 2019 levels due to solar, primarily solar roof, which we're actually going to talk about a little bit later on. So I would actually expect more revenue. That's only two doublings from the $2 billion level here, 2 to 4, 4 to 8. I definitely don't expect that to take Tesla 4 years once 4680 battery supply comes online. And Tesla in Q4, annualizing those numbers, was already at a $3 billion per year run rate for energy. But it is really nice to see analysts start to include and talk about Tesla Energy in their models. About Tesla and primarily being viewed as an automotive company, Dorsheimer said in the CNBC interview, quote, "Yeah, and I think that's where the street will be wrong. I think that will be the focus. That's what I'm going out on a limb and saying that I think the way that Tesla solves problems is fundamentally different. Now, I've worked within a Fortune 500. I understand that logic and the linear way that most companies are attacking the problem. But I think Tesla's bringing a machine gun to a knife fight, and I think that is going to allow them to continue to expand their lead," end quote. So this new price target from Canaccord Genuity puts them second in terms of highest on the street for Tesla, right behind Piper Sandler's $1,200 price target, and they become the seventh firm to have a greater than $1,000 price target on the stock. If you're wondering where ARK Invest is there, remember their price target is for 2025. These price targets here are generally within the next 12 months. All right, next here we're going to catch up a little bit on some Elon Musk tweets, and the first one here I don't really want to talk about. We kind of have to talk about it. This happened in the early morning hours on Saturday, Austin time. Elon tweeted, ... going to moon very soon. All right, so whenever we have a tweet like that from Elon, let the speculation begin and completely set aside the fact that Elon also operates a space company that is literally trying to go to the moon. There's plenty of speculation out there that Elon is tweeting this somehow related to Tesla. I've also seen that, oh, maybe he's going to get married soon because he tweeted a meme about cufflinks at weddings. So maybe Elon is talking about a honeymoon. All kinds of theories out there. But if you're not buying into the honeymoon theory, you don't think it's SpaceX related, which I think is kind of a stretch, but if you don't and you think it's Tesla related, going to the moon, that's a euphemism for a stock price going up. It's very common. Elon has even referenced this before in his NFT tweet. Going to the moon is depicted in that animation. So it's definitely not the craziest theory we have seen Elon in the past tweet that chairs are underappreciated. Of course, the read on that was that Elon was saying that shares, Tesla shares, are underappreciated or undervalued. Obviously, we don't know. These are all just theories that are out there. And because this is Elon, there is some validity to discussing those theories. Why I say I don't really want to talk about it is because there's just no way we could know conclusively. I think the best support to argue that this could somehow be Tesla related is that Elon did tweet this the night or the early morning hours following Tesla's announcement of the Q1 earnings date. So I think we'll leave it at that, and we'll probably never know. Next year, we've got a throuple of Elon tweets about Tesla trying to remove radar entirely from the FSD system. Elon adding a little bit more context here to that news that we had discussed on Friday. In response to Holmars asking why Tesla decided it was better to not use radar, Elon said, quote, "When radar and vision disagree, which one do you believe? Vision has much more precision, so better to double down on vision than do sensor fusion," end quote. He then explained further, saying, quote, "Sensors are a bitstream and cameras have several orders of magnitude more bits per second than radar or LiDAR. Radar must meaningfully increase signal to noise of bitstream to be worth complexity of integrating it. As vision processing gets better, it just leaves radar far behind," end quote. I think Tesla has just decided, and I think they've felt this way for a long time, that to do full self-driving, you just need really, really good vision. That's how the infrastructure is developed. Radar might help you with validation of things, same with LiDAR, but Tesla can do that on their own test vehicles. But if you don't have vision that's good enough to be full self-driving, adding radar isn't going to make it good enough to do full self-driving either. The counterarguments to that have been primarily poor weather related, as well as the touted feature that Tesla has talked about in the past of bouncing radar underneath the car to see what's in front. Elon addressed the latter there by saying, quote, "These things are best thought of as probabilities. There are 5 forward-facing cameras. It is highly likely that at least one of them will see multiple cars ahead," end quote. If they don't, then you have to look at the likelihood of that causing any problems, which Tesla has now started to collect more and more data on that. It's possible that they were really excited about that feature when they developed it, but they've seen the reality play out perhaps a little bit differently. And there are trade-offs here, including radar has a lot of trade-offs: cost, weight, power, compute, complexity, as Elon mentioned there. I don't know Tesla's part cost on the radar, but even just from a hardware perspective alone, if that's a couple $100s, once Tesla's shipping 1 million vehicles per year, that's $200 million per year, and that's pretty significant. Once Tesla scales up to 10 million or 20 million vehicles, it's $2 billion and $4 billion a year. So maybe radar would help in some specific circumstances, but are those specific circumstances common enough and cannot be safely accommodated for in other ways that it's worth those kind of costs and complexity? Tesla here is deciding no. As for the bad weather element of it, if vision's not good enough under those circumstances, do you really want that car on the road? I don't know, probably not. All right, next up here, we're talking about the tokenization of Tesla stock. Binance today announcing that they are introducing a stock token, starting off with Tesla, which they describe as, quote, "zero commission digital tokens fully backed by a depository portfolio of underlying securities that represents the outstanding tokens. Holders of stock tokens qualify for economic returns on the underlying shares, including potential dividends," end quote. So this is essentially a tracking asset. This doesn't allow for any voting rights that stock ownership would hold. But as they say there, the token is backed by physical shares. So the advantage here would be, well, if you're on the Binance platform, it's easy to buy Tesla stock. You don't need to be approved or signed up with a broker. There's a decentralization aspect of that. Then there's no commissions. Obviously, a lot of brokerages offer that nowadays anyway. And you could easily buy a token amount that represents a fractional share rather than paying for a full share. Again, a lot of brokerages also offer that nowadays as well. So while Tesla is the first stock here that Binance is offering, this is not the first time that a stock has been tokenized. Mirror has also recently done that with some stocks, one of which is Tesla. As for the impact of Tesla, because these are backed by physical shares, buying the token effectively means someone somewhere is buying the stock to back it. So to some extent, this should remove some barriers to acquiring Tesla stock, allowing more people to enter the buying side of the market, increasing demand for the shares. That should cause the price to rise. The question is, to what extent? And it could be entirely insignificant. Binance does note that users from mainland China, Turkey, the US, and other restricted jurisdictions are prohibited from trading stock tokens. Perhaps that makes things easier in other countries, but obviously that's going to be a big chunk of the volume. So from a financial infrastructure perspective, definitely interesting news here. As for the impact of Tesla stock, I lean a little bit more towards less significant, but on a small scale, it's tough to see too many negatives here. If this became the primary means of people acquiring and holding shares, then the voting rights definitely would come into play, and that becomes an issue at that point. Small scale, especially for Tesla, where Elon Musk holds so many shares, not really all that important. All right, next up, we've got a couple of updates related to Tesla Energy. The first is that Tesla has redesigned its utility energy storage page. That's at tesla.com/utilities. They've also shared a little bit more information on some of the software behind Tesla Energy. So of course, we've talked about Autobidder. Tesla here also highlighting PowerHub, which they say is an advanced real-time monitoring and control platform for managing storage, generation, and microgrids. Then they also highlight microgrid controller software, which they say is off-grid control software for autonomously maintaining grid stability and minimizing costs by controlling all energy assets. On their support page, then, Tesla talks a little bit about OptiCaster and Virtual Machine Mode. We've actually talked a little bit about both of these. OptiCaster is the machine learning-based energy price forecaster, while Virtual Machine Mode is a solution to a problem of inertia. So if you think about a mechanical power source that has something spinning, that rotation has inertia, so if the generator were to fail, there would still be some power supply depreciating over time, rather quickly, but not instantaneously, as could happen with solar, for example. So that few seconds of inertia, that gives some time to react, hopefully prevent failure. Tesla here just saying, hey, with Megapack, we can do that too. And I would have to imagine, quite effectively, they say that in South Australia, the Hornsdale Power Reserve can provide 3,000 megawatt seconds of inertia, which they say is roughly half of the state's entire inertia needs. Long story short, with all these in the package, Tesla just saying, hey, we've got the hardware, we've got the software for this to meet your needs and be a viable option for integration. On the other end of the spectrum here for energy, we've got Solar Roof. So as we talked about a week or two ago, Tesla did significantly raise prices on the Solar Roof on their website by somewhere around 50%. Since then, many order holders of Solar Roof that placed their order at lower prices have reported that Tesla has come back to them and said, we actually need to raise the price on your order as well. That means thousands or ten thousands of dollars of price increases for hopeful customers that in many cases have already had to wait a long time on this order to progress. Now, this is fully within Tesla's rights as part of the order contract. Nicole B. on TMC shared a post pointing out the contract price terms. Tesla allows themselves the ability to update the price sheet, which the customer can then either accept or reject, with the rejection obviously canceling the order. So I don't see any legal issues here, but definitely not a good experience at all for these customers. It's a question of goodwill. Certainly, this reflects poorly on the company. Tesla has to decide whether that's worth the financial trade-off, which my gut as an investor says I'd prefer Tesla to just take that loss, keep the goodwill. But obviously, we can't make a full evaluation on that without knowing the numbers. Let's say there's 1,000 solar roof orders out there and Tesla underquoted them by $20,000 a piece. Well, that pretty quickly adds up to $20 million and could be even more than that. Even in that case, I'd probably still say take the loss, but Tesla's the only one with enough information to make that call. The other factors for consideration are production rate and installation capacity. If Tesla doesn't have that up to the number of orders that they have booked, then this can be a way to bring orders back down in line with their capacity. Then Tesla's in a lose-lose because either way you're going to have a bad customer experience because you're going to take forever to actually deliver them their roof. That's going to be a bad experience, especially for new home builders or people that just have to replace their roof, can't just wait forever. So either you've got a bunch of orders like that, or you raise the price and have these cancellations and people having bad experiences because of that price raise. Either way, bad customer experiences, and in one of the options, you also lose tens of millions of dollars potentially. So as I said, with the price increase, this just continues to be further disappointment around the solar roof. Hopefully Tesla can get this figured out, but these signs definitely not going in the right direction. All right, next up here, we've got some news from NVIDIA. They kicked off their GPU technology conference this morning. And as a part of that, they announced their next generation system on a chip for autonomous driving, the NVIDIA Drive Atlan. So this will be the follow-up to the NVIDIA Orin. And remember, that's not even quite in production yet. That'll be next year. Remember, the Orin does 254 trillion operations per second, or TOPS, compared to Tesla's FSD computer, which across the two chips does 144 trillion operations per second, but of course has been in production now for a couple of years. And you can't just compare trillions of operations per second. You need to look at all of the other factors, particularly cost and power consumption. So I say that because getting back to the Atlan, all that NVIDIA has really said about this is that it'll be the next generation for vehicles that are model year 2025. So I assume production start 2024. And they say it'll be 1,000 TOPS. And don't get that confused with NIO saying that their autonomy package is going to be 1,000 TOPS. They're just planning on using four NVIDIA Orins. So we may see some of those Orins running around before Tesla gets on to Hardware 4. They did, of course, mention at Autonomy Day they do continue to plan to progress the FSD computer. So by the time the Atlan is out, certainly I would expect a next-generation chip from Tesla as well. And again, without a little bit more information, tough to take too much away from NVIDIA's announcement, aside from really just the timeline. All right, lastly here, some exciting news for prospective electric vehicle customers in Spain. The Spanish government, per Reuters, has approved a plan to spend up to 800 million euros until 2023 on electric vehicle subsidies. So that's up to 7,000 euros per car, about 8,300 US dollars, or 9,000 euros on electric vans. Depending on the full details, that should be enough for about 100,000 EVs. So we'll have to see if there are any phase outs or how that exactly applies to Tesla, but could mean really strong demand here shortly for Tesla in Spain. All right, with that, we will wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, April 13th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.